Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting second. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Rasmussen. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Eric Rasmussen. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare strikes out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Wilson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Giles. Giles fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Giles. Smith goes all the way around to score. Hendrick moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Giles reaches second base with a double. Brooks moves to third. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brooks scores. Giles moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rasmussen hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive towards first. Kingman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 2, Mets, 2. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 2 in the game. Obergefell bunts towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to second. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramsey hits a line drive towards left. Foster catches it and throws to second to double up McGee. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Julio Gonzalez now playing third base. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Steve Braun pinch hits for Julio Gonzalez. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 3 in the game. Hare takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hare. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kelly Paris now playing third base. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. the Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hernandez moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 3 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. McGee reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Hendrick moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramsey takes first base on ball 4. Kelly Paris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paris hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.